This podcast is brought to you by the Gosh Learning Academy.
Hello and welcome to the fourth and final episode of Safe and Sound, a medicine safety podcast. Today with us we have Dominika, who is one of our TPN pharmacists. Welcome, Dominika.
Hello. Hi, Arash.
So, Dominika, tell us a bit about yourself. How long have you been at Great Ormond Street?
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me to this chat about medicine safety. I have been working as a PN pharmacist for 16 years. So you can imagine that I'm very much interested in this topic.
Yeah.
And our hospital is the place to work if you're interested in clinical nutrition and pediatrics. We have quite a small team of pharmacists. It's only five of us, led by consultant pharmacist Venetia Simhovic. We are very busy. Very often we have around 50 patients, and that is a lot when you compare with different hospitals.
Yeah.
So medicine safety is very much present in our daily work.
Perfect. Okay. So for our listeners who may not be aware, what is TPN?
So parenteral nutrition is it's a form of a treatment where we're providing macronutrients, which is glucose, protein, and fat, as well as micronutrients like vitamins and minerals. All of that is delivered intravenously, usually via central line to our patients. And of course, we also add trace elements. All of that is essential for cell growth, energy production, and immune support. So roughly speaking, this treatment, this parenteral nutrition, is given to children who suffer from some kind of form of intestinal failure. And this intestinal failure could be congenital, caused by some diseases, or acquired, like, for example, due to chemotherapy, when children can't tolerate and absorb any food or feeds, and we enter with our treatment and help them to go through this difficult period.
Perfect. That's a really great summary. And am I right in saying that we will try and do as much as we can to put children on what we would call oral nutrition, so something that goes, you know, that people swallow and drink or eat? We'll try all avenues before we actually commence TPN. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. We would like everyone to be on enteral feeds or normal food. PN is a treatment which we introduce when nothing else works. And it's a high risk treatment. So, you know, there is a room for errors. We're doing everything to prevent these errors.
Yeah.
We don't want this treatment to be given.
Yeah. It does sound, you know, the poor patients, you know, who, you know, they probably just all they want to do is, you know, have some food or eat. But, you know, obviously, like you said, this is a last resort, and we need to put the resources into such a high risk medication like we've discussed. So as you've mentioned, this is a really nice segue into my next question. So it's Medicine Safety Month. So everybody who's come on to the show or the podcast, should I say, I've asked them, what does med safety mean to you? And you've talked about TPN being a high risk, so I imagine that you incorporate medicine safety really well into your practices.
Yes, we are. We do incorporate medicine safety in our practice. So medicine safety in PN, PN, as you can imagine, a treatment which is delivered intravenously, is extremely important. So for me, it means a comprehensive set of practices or systems and professional expertise, which is aimed at preventing patient harm through entire PN process.
Yeah.
So this process starts from patient assessment, goes through administration and monitoring.
Mm.
So as we said before, PN is very complex and has potential for harm if errors happen. So I would say that the key aspect of medicine safety in PN is, if you want to break down into more precise stages, it's prescribing and ordering, then compounding and preparation, and that involves compatibility, stability assessment, production in sterile environment, accuracy check while PN is released, then it's administration, monitoring and patient management, and at the end, I would say very important, education and communication, education of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, parents, and communication with parents and everyone else. So if I was asked to summarize what medicine safety in PN is for us, I would say we want to create a robust system which prevents errors, and we do that. A system which learns from incidents. And I think it's important that we build on a culture of safety, because culture of safety, it's a foundation to obtain maximum clinical benefit. And at the same time, we are minimizing potential risk. And this is how we work here.
Great. That's a better overview than I could have ever given about med safety. Dominika, that's really refreshing to hear. And I think by nature, we in as pharmacists, we're very standard operating procedure driven, and we do learn from our incidents. But I think PN is very special, and you've just described for those listening who didn't know all of the individual processes that are involved in how wrong it can go very quickly if one link in that chain is broken in any way. If the person who is checking and releasing doesn't do it properly, that could have implications for our patient. If the prescription isn't done properly, that could have implications for our patient. If it's not stored properly at the point at which it gets into pharmacy, that can have impacts for our patients. So I can imagine, and I know that you guys do from personal relationships with you guys, but I know you guys run around each day, every day that you're working, making sure that every step in that process is adhered to. So a little thank you from me in that you make our patients feel and you make them safer. So that's great. So you've talked about patients. And ultimately, that's why we're here to make sure that our patients get the best treatment that they can get. When did you last make a medicine safety intervention that made a difference to a patient?
So I'm going to use this opportunity and not talk about tiny little sort of differences. I want to talk about big changes which we made, which made much wider difference in the scale of all our hospital. So we are at GOSH providing bespoke treatment or standardized PN. And some of the standard bags which we are using are bags designed by us for our hospital. There are various of these bags, and they have different kind of formulation designed for different group of patients. So, for example, we have bags for cardiac and hematology oncology patients, or surgical patients, or we have standard bags with addition of trace elements and vitamins. And introducing these bags when they are so tailored, they are standard bags, but they are so tailored for a particular group of patients, made a really big difference when we introduce them. So hematology, oncology, and cardiac really benefited from standard bags which have more potassium and magnesium, and they are more concentrated, so we can provide calories in much smaller volume. Recently, relatively recently, I mean a year ago or maybe a little bit more, we introduced bags with trace elements, and that eradicated errors when vitamins were run with standard bags for children who needed these vitamins. And also, you have to remember that standard bags are used in a situation when we cannot provide bespoke treatment. And it's acceptable to give the standard bags, but there are certain limitations. So, exactly therefore, we were running standard bags with vitamins. So, introduction of the bag with vitamins inside, trace vitamins inside, it's a great change and big improvement.
Yeah, that sounds revolutionary. I mean, not only for the patients involved, but also you've taken a step, a big step, as we've just discussed, out of part of the process. So instead of having to do two prescriptions, one for the PN and one for the vitamins, you've managed to get that out. For the nurses involved, the administrative burden of having to give another thing versus giving one thing altogether, I can imagine has done wonders. So yeah, I think that's brilliant. And also as well, taking the temptation, should I say, to pick the wrong thing as well, also is gone. So from a med safety point of view, that must have made a huge difference for various professions around the ward as well. So we talked about what PN is and all the lovely interventions that you and the PN team have made. We do recognise that we have things that we can improve on. So I guess a question to you, and be kind here, obviously, but what was one thing that within your team or within your workflows that you currently struggle with and that you're wanting to make a change with?
Yes, so there is one thing which we all dream about at the moment, and this dream come true, hopefully very soon. It's a dream about Epic and PN together. So building in parenteral nutrition in PN, which will allow us to prescribe PN, which will allow us to see what is the formulation of PN, and order PN. So Epic is an electronic health record system, which we're using at Great Ormond Street for people who don't know, I mean for patients. And having PN in it would mean that we would use just one system. So you can imagine that will be eradication of errors which are related to transcribing. Yeah, that would be amazing. So if PN was built in, we would have in one place prescribing, description of the DPN, ordering, and no risk allocated with using various systems, no risks with transcribing errors. We hope that one day when we do that, it will be quite a sophisticated system. We have ambition to build it in this way. And we hope that we will be able to order as complicated formulation as we ordering now.
So from the sounds of things, it sounds like you've got multiple systems going on that for something that can be done with one system at the moment. And it seems as though there is that capability. But for me, yeah, that does make me want to try and push this forward, just because I can imagine with every new system that you introduce and you're moving from one place to another and another to another, that each time you move, there's something that could go wrong. So I think, yeah, you're right. In an ideal world, in my opinion, we would have all the electronic healthcare system would be one big thing, and everybody would have access to everybody's notes, and there wouldn't be this, we've got Epic or we've got Cerner or whatever. So I think that you're touching on just a point for PN, but actually, if you take that principle and spread it out wide, I think we could go a lot further with that. So I can imagine for yourself, for PN, that is something that you want to try and locally try and get that done. But actually, it does ask you a question: why have we not got a better one system approach for everything, I suppose?
Yes, absolutely.
So we talked about what we could do better, but obviously I want to try and focus on some celebrations as well. So what's one thing within your team that you think works really well?
So I think we are very lucky to have amazing MDT work in our hospital. What I mean by MDT, it's a multidisciplinary team. I think they are fantastically involved in daily review of our patients. They contribute with the knowledge, the information which they gathered from their side. We you know, a compilation of that gives us better picture, bigger picture of what is happening with the patient, and as a result, better treatment, more bespoke treatment. So we in our MDT team, we have dietitians, nurses, doctors in various specialties which are related to specialty of our patients, pharmacists, of course, and gastroenterology consultants. And on top of that, we have nutritional ward runs once a week when we're reviewing all our patients. So yet again, medicine safety has its place
Yeah.
when we're eradicating errors which might be related to not knowing something. You know, we know more when we work together.
Yeah, absolutely. And the first phrase that comes into my head is the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And while we all have an individual part to play within our healthcare system, coming together for me within a team makes you so much more focused. The practice is more holistic, and you look at so many more different angles. And like you said, that patient care at the end is just infinitely better whenever you have had that MDT input. So I don't think that your colleagues would want pharmacy to go unacknowledged, because I know certainly your team goes above and beyond within the MDT to make sure that patients have the best care available when it comes to PN. So I think that you guys need a special shout out within your team as
Well,
well.
thank you very much.
That's
I
okay.
appreciate that.
So I'm going to draw the conversation to a close there. Dominika, thank you so much for coming on to this podcast. It's been a really insightful, really interesting conversation about PN. And who knows, hopefully people have learned a bit more about PN. The processes, the very complicated processes, may I add, that go beyond the scope of most clinical pharmacists in order to get, medications to patients. And you guys do it on a daily basis. So my hat's off to you, and I really admire what you and your team do for Great Ormond Street. So,
Well,
Dominika, once again, thank you, and we'll just draw that conversation to a close. So see you later.
thank you so much, Arash.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.